This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Regarding the passage of House Resolution 636, America's Small Business Tax Relief Act of 2015, Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert said that once again the House has voted overwhelmingly to make an important tax provision permanent, and this early action is what our annual meeting delegates wanted to see. That several hundred Farm Bureau members took time to make contacts to tell their stories really helped drive home the importance and urgency of this issue to our congressional delegation. Illinois Farm Bureau urges the U.S. Senate to take up the House bill and permanently address Section 179 sooner rather than later. It's disappointing to see the president threaten to veto the bill. Clearly, he's hoping to get something out of any final deal. We really hope it doesn't come down to another one-year, 11th-hour retroactive extension of last year's provisions. That's just counterproductive. The Illinois Beef Association is offering a paid internship and 8 scholarships in 2015. Applications are due February 20th for the internship. For more information, contact Sheila Standard at sheila@illinoisbeef.com. Applications for the scholarships are due March 1st and can be submitted to Jill Johnson at jill@illinoisbeef.com. Chip Yanikin said the nation's waterways hold great promise for meeting the country's future transportation needs, but one problem stands in the way: money. Yanikin, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Maritime Administrator, said elected leaders must be willing to invest funds to help make the nation's inland waterway system more efficient as a route for transporting cargo to and from the world's markets. The dramatic fall in oil prices has ended the party for another energy industry, ethanol. Some producers of ethanol made record profits in 2014, but that's over. Cheaper gas affects ethanol producers because they sell into the same fuel market. Industry executives now are talking about breaking even or staying slightly profitable. Drone on, the government says, just not through the night sky or close to an airport or out of the operator's sight. Long-anticipated rules proposed last Sunday will open an era in which small, under 55 pounds, commercial unmanned aircraft perform routine tasks, crop monitoring, aerial photography, inspections of bridges and cell towers, and much more. But not right away. Final rules are probably 2 to 3 years away. Ships are steadily backing up off of the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports as the nation's business complex remains largely shut down amid a labor dispute. On Monday, there were 33 vessels anchored off the ports unable to dock. With the backlog worsening, businesses that depend on the trade gateways are hurting. The White House is sending Labor Secretary Tom Perez to jumpstart stalled contract talks between the employer group, Pacific Maritime Association, and the International Longshore and Warehouse Unions. Craig Uden, who fattens cattle for his beef on his Nebraska feedlot, expects to cut his energy costs by as much as a quarter this year because of falling oil prices. In the heart of the U.S. Midwest grain belts, oil's recent drop could save farmers more than $1.1 billion in 2015, cutting $8 from the roughly $600 per acre non-land cost of planting a corn crop and saving about $5 an acre on soybeans. An Illinois lawmaker wants motorcycle safety to be a formal part of driver's education courses. The proposals by Republican Representative Tom Bennett of Gibson City would amend the Driver's Education Act in the Illinois School Code to require that all behind-the-wheel instruction include lessons on motorcycle safety and awareness. Consumers who tried to enroll in Obamacare over the weekend but couldn't finish because technical problems will have another week to complete the task, Department of Health and Human Services officials said on Monday. The new deadline has been extended through February 22nd. Following Governor Rauner's budget speech, Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert reacted with this statement. "We knew this was going to be a tough budget to develop. What Governor Rauner laid out today clearly shows that. The governor and the General Assembly now have tough budget choices to make that will affect everyone. We in agriculture are no different. We will have to step back and review the budget presented by Governor Rauner and determine the impact it will have on the agricultural programs that serve our community. However, we realize we can wait no longer to address the financial crisis facing our state, and difficult decisions must be made so we can return Illinois to prosperity. Livestock producers are buying a lot of tractors these days, while sales falter for the big tractors and combines used by grain farmers. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers says four-wheel drive tractors were down by 65% in January compared to a year earlier, while sales of small tractors were up 18% and medium-sized tractors rose by 12%. Producers will see sharply lower hog prices this year, down 26% from 2014 due to larger livestock production, says USDA's Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. Farm Week Now's Dan Grant is attending this week's USDA Outlook meeting and will provide more coverage on farmweeknow.com. The selection committee of GOP chairman tasked to pick Wayne Rosenthal's replacement in the Illinois House of Representatives has chosen 23-year-old law student Avery Bourne of Montgomery County. Bourne, who currently attends Washington University studying law, was selected after giving what was described as a very impressive interview. Bourne is said to be a strong fiscal and social conservative who has previously worked on the Bruce Rauner and Rodney Davis campaigns. Bourne was a dark horse candidate who obviously wowed the committee. Observers say she will have to run an impressive election campaign in 2016 if she hopes to hang on to what was a historically Democrat seat prior to Rosenthal's election in 2010. Illinois Farm Bureau will host a March webinar on a statewide strategy to reduce levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in Illinois rivers, lakes, and streams. The Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy offers a suite of practices and programs to reduce nutrient losses in urban and rural areas from point sources that include specific sources such as sewage treatment plants and non-point sources that are diffuse such as runoff from farm fields and residential and urban areas. The webinar will start at 8 a.m. March 12th and feature Lauren Lurkins, IFB Director of Natural and Environmental Resources. All Farm Bureau members are encouraged to be involved and register in advance. Please register before March 12th. Those unable to participate, the webinar will be recorded and posted online. The statewide strategy was developed by the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with assistance from a policy working group that included Illinois Farm Bureau and other agriculture organizations, environmental groups, and wastewater treatment representatives, among others. Macoupin County Farm Bureau is pleased to offer a preventative health event. Lifeline Screening, a leading provider of community-based preventive health screenings, will host their affordable, non-invasive, and painless health screenings on April 10, 2015. Five screenings will be offered that scan for potential health problems related to blocked arteries, which is a leading cause of stroke, abdominal aortic aneurysms, which can lead to a ruptured aorta, hardening of the arteries in the legs, which is a strong predictor of heart disease, atrial fibrillation or irregular heartbeat, which is closely tied to stroke risk, and a bone density screening for men and women used to assess the risk of osteoporosis. Register for a wellness package which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screenings from $149. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package price above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school, and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau by March 20th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.